Lucky Heather by Sue Tedden. With Lindsay Coulson as Heather, Abigail Hart as Natalie, and Ben Crowe as Ryan. Episode 1, For a Few Dollars More.
Monument Valley, Utah. That's where I'd go. I'd be on that plane before you could say, she went that away. It was seeing The Searchers with John Wayne when I was a kiddie that did it. Ooh, and I've loved cowboy films ever since. But I've loved Monument Valley more. Of course, where I am now, we've got monuments. Of a kind. Dedicated to town planners and bulldozers. But any Navajo brave galloping into the Sutter estate would think he'd been sent here as punishment for displeasing his elders. Malkin Tower straight ahead, Sandon on your left, Romsey on your right. The row of manky old lock-up garages, the vandalised playground, the flaky fiesta on bricks outside the community centre. The Sutter's as far away from Monument Valley as you're likely to get. Which means that wherever I go and whatever I do, I can only get closer to it, can't I?
I think I might pester the council into stumping up for some plants and shrubs. Make this into a proper community garden, not just a lavvy for Rottweilers.
Trees, Adele. Sean will be drawing her pension by the time they replace those saplings. Won't you pop it?
Yeah, if we all rolled up our sleeves and planted it together, I bet we'd take more care of it.
You live in a parallel universe, don't you, Mum? Where people are nice and don't nick cars or do drugs.
You'll help, and Ryan. That's three for starters.
We'll help if you ask nicely, which would be a personal best for you.
Ryan, I'll do as he's told, or I'll turn into the mother-in-law from hell. Oh, excuse me, love. You dropped a bit of paper.
Mum?
No. There. By your foot.
What's it to you?
Oh, might be a winning lottery ticket.
Oh, cheers. It's my shopping list.
Does the corner shop do cleaning stuff?
Oh, you name it, they sell it. Don't say you're spring cleaning. You make me feel guilty.
No, we just moved in. Whoever lived there before was a right animal.
Oh. Well, we're 806 Malkin. Where are you?
Two floors below you. 624. Well, that's my little boy on the balcony, see?
Oh. Gooey. Howdy, neighbour. Oh, I'm Heather, by the way. Heather Webb. And this is Natalie, my daughter. And her little one, Shauna. And now you're supposed to say, ooh, you're far too young to be a granny.
Am I?
Please yourself. Look, do you want a hand? I've got my own marigolds, and that's not doing anything right now. Are you, love?
Craig's doing it. My fella. I got him well trained.
And you are?
Lisa Ashton.
Lisa? Oh, well, don't forget, we're in 806 if you need us. Nat loves cleaning.
OK. See ya.
Yeah, see ya.
Why do you always have to do that?
Volunteer you?
Make people talk to you whether they want to or not. She ain't exactly up for it.
Because if we can't be nice to each other, help each other, we might as well climb in the coffin right now. And no, I'm not giving you a hand with the tea tonight, so don't even think about asking. Ryan, you there? I can't get in. Ryan!
Hang on. Just moving it.
Lucky I didn't need the loo. Moving what?
It'll be set up and out of the way in no time. You'll hardly notice he's here.
Too late. I already have.
Anyway, be dead useful. Once I cleaned up the software and got online. I'll bet there's a Cowboys and Indians website. You'd like that ever.
What is it, Ryan? In your own time.
Gary's gone bust. He's declared himself bankrupt. He couldn't afford to pay me, so he gave me this. But trust me, Heather, we're sorted.
This being...
Yeah, OK, it's not top-of-the-range state-of-the-art. But it got 5 stars in the trade mags when it was launched. It could knock spots off your newer computers. I'm going to set up my own consultancy.
I don't suppose you could exchange it for some lucky beans and grow your own beanstalk. We're talking fairy tales here, Ryan. Did you buy any marbles at the supermarket, Nat? Only your young man seems to have lost his.
Spag bol and raspberry yoghurt for tea, all right? Hello, babe.
Well, tell her, Ryan. And I'd like to hear it again, just in case I miss the vital bit that makes sense.
Should I sit down first?
Gary's PC warehouse has gone bust, but you give me this computer and I'm going freelance, that's all.
This is the Sutter Estate, not Silicon Valley.
I know the market, I know what people need, and I can supply it. One-to-one tuition, converting discs, backup, support. It's the future.
Well, excuse me if my first concern's how you're going to back up and support your family.
I believe in him, even if you don't.
Can you eat computers? Pay the phone bill with them? Give us that shopping. I'll get the tea on.
Ryan, what are you playing at?
Look, I can make this work now, honest.
Emma's Nick has just got a job as a postman. You know, in the real world. And they haven't even got a kiddie. People around here don't need computer consultants. They need food in the fridge, bills paid, money put by for a mortgage.
They have to make their own lives, Heather. Tell them what you think and they won't thank you for it.
No, even if I'm right and he's wrong.
Didn't I tell Liam and Tricia that I didn't want them to move to New Zealand and stop them a going? Never had stopped them. So could I have lived with myself?
Well, you just see more of Bradley.
Ah, he rang last night to wish me happy birthday. Do you know he sounds just like someone in Neighbours?
Neighbours is in Australia.
It's still the arse end of the world. Don't pick hairs.
Hello, darling. What can I get you?
A pint of lager and a pineapple juice, please. You sure, Lisa?
Oh, okay. Vodka and tonic, then.
Coming up.
Oh, you two look like you've been scrubbing for England.
Oh, hello. Yeah, we're dead on our feet. Talk about pigsty.
You must be Craig. I'm Heather. Welcome to the Admiral Sutter.
Thanks.
You work here?
Oh, yeah, a couple of nights a week. And the occasional lunchtime. Maeve's the governor, though.
No, there you are.
No, don't get your money out. It's my treat. Oh. Maeve, Lisa and Craig. They've just moved into Malkin.
Oh, pleased to meet you. And we might be on a council estate, but the only crack we offer is the Irish kind.
Don't mind her. She's had a run-in with some dealers last week. So where's Jordan settling in?
He got a bit overtired this afternoon, so he's at my mum's.
A bit moody, eh? And that could strop for England when she was younger. You know, I practically had a season ticket to Coventry.
No, he's ill, you see. Fleischmann's disease.
Lisa, no.
Oh, poor lamb. What's Fleischmann's disease?
It's a degenerative muscle wasting disorder. Oh, stop looking at me like that, Craig. He doesn't like me to talk about it, you see.
So shut up and do us all a favour.
Oh, please. We'd like to know.
Yeah, how old is he?
9. He's so brave most of the time. Puts up with the tests, the setbacks, the wheelchair. But big changes seem to turn him in on himself. Like today.
Enough, Lisa. I said not to.
They asked, didn't they? If you don't like it, go home.
Yeah, it must be a terrible strain on you both.
Tell me about it. No. No, you tell them about it, Lisa. I need some fresh air.
Don't mind him. It gets him down, that's all. Not knowing how long Jordan's got left.
Doctors are so clever these days. I bet you someone's working on a cure.
Well, actually, there is a specialist. But he's in Boston, Massachusetts. We can't even find the bus fare to Boston, Lincolnshire.
Well, that's sorted then. We'll raise the money, starting here. What'd you say, Maeve?
If we rattled a can in front of this lot, we'd probably raise 50p in a short button.
Look, I know you mean well, but you can't help.
We can try, can't we? How about a sponsor karaoke? Yeah, but they might not put money in a tin, but they all think they're Elvis. Next Saturday, so we can drum up some publicity. Oh, don't worry about Maeve. That silent frown means, yes, Heather, I'd love to.
She'll kill you. Seriously, Ryan, she'll have you on toast.
Look, you tell me the last time we had a meal at this table.
Christmas, but that's not the point.
We eat in the kitchen. We practically live in the kitchen. I'm giving this dining table a purpose. Heather would approve of that, wouldn't she?
OK, you win, ignore me. Just don't say I didn't warn you she'll be angry. A, that your modem's hooked up to her phone line. B, that you've unplugged her stereo to plug in your computer.
I'll get an adapter.
And three...
C, you're doing ABC.
And three, you've turned the living room, the room we live in, into an office. I'm telling you, Ryan, she'll kill you.
This computer won awards for its streamlined ergonomic design, you know.
You'll be history, mate. I'll have to show Shauna photos to remind her who her daddy was. Just don't say I didn't warn you.
How many faces have you painted?
Let's see. 3 cats, 6 clowns, Lily Savage and a panda. Maybe I was over-optimistic, expecting people to cough up a pound.
You did say it's for Jordan's appeal fund. You told him about his illness.
Oh, they'd help if they could. But spare cash is a bit thin on the ground round here.
My kid could be dead tomorrow. Try living with that.
Yeah, it must be tough on you, holding the family together.
And Craig's not good in a crisis, never has been. If he can't fix it, he takes it personally.
My ex threw a tin of corned beef out the 8th floor once because he couldn't open it. Luckily, it landed in a flower bed, but he could have been done for manslaughter.
When did you split up?
April Fool's Day, 1984. I kicked him out when I found out about him and my best friend. They're still together, poor cow.
Oh, if Craig tried anything like that, I'd kill him.
Well, you do think about it. But you grow the scar tissue and you get over it. And now I'm the world's worst optimist. And we may only have raised, a few quid, for the Jordan Ashton Appeal Fund. But it's just the start. Inside this armpit of an estate are people with big hearts. Good people, trust me.
We'll see.
And the next thing we need is publicity. You know, I used to clean for a journalist on the local rag. Oh, he could write about the sponsor karaoke. You know, with a photo of you and Jordan and Craig outside the Admiral. Well, it couldn't hurt, could it?
No photos. I don't want Jordan on show.
Yeah, but if people saw him, I bet the money would flood in.
No photos. I told you, didn't I? Anyway, I'd better get Craig's tea on. See ya.
You're welcome, Lisa. Oh, sweet of you to say so. I'm pleased I could help.
See what she's done there? I know she ain't keen on me going freelance. This is more like sabotage.
Oh, Mum.
Why won't she get it? I'm good at this. This is what I do. I need space to do it.
And I need my dressing table. Where's she put my makeup and stuff?
On the floor, see? With my printer. I bet Bill Gates doesn't have to work off a dressing table in his bedroom.
If you'd only asked first before using the dining table, you'd be there now.
This is a very sensitive system. She's dumped it here like a pile of ironing.
You know what she's like?
I live here too, Nat. I pay my way. I take care of Shauna. I put the toilet seat down without being asked.
I know, babe.
Who was it who fixed that video when it went on the blink? She can watch her precious westerns every night, thanks to me. How can I go online in here without a phone socket?
You're the computer nerd. I mean, consultant. Oh, you'll think of something. Here, give a kiss, Mr. Grumpy.
Cheese and chive, do you? Only we're out of salt and vinegar. There you go.
Run that past me again, Nat. I was serving Frank.
I was coming downstairs with Shauna, right?
Yeah.
Rotten lifts are out again. Mind you, they only work in leap years. And that baby buggy weighs a ton.
And
I bumped into Craig and Jordan coming the other way.
Well, what do you expect them to do? Land on their balcony by parachute?
Jordan was walking upstairs. Well, he was running until he saw me. Then he slowed down and hid behind his dad. And I thought, well, how come he can run upstairs if he's in a wheelchair?
Maybe it's good for him. Like physio.
Now, you should have seen Craig, though. He was ever so shifty. Wouldn't look me in the eye.
So what are you saying? Jordan doesn't really have what's-its-disease.
Of course I'm not. It just seemed weird, that's all. Don't you think it's weird, Ryan?
Working off a dressing table's weird. Not believing in your son-in-law's weird.
Son-outlaw. Yeah, well, see it as a challenge. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter where you work if you missed a megabyte. Hey, that's not bad. You can have that if you like. And another drink. What can I get you?
Pint of shandy, please.
Nothing for me. I've got to pick up Shauna from Karen's in a bit.
You two are going to have to sort out some regular childcare. Karen's got her hands full with Josh.
Thanks, Mum. We had realised.
Oh, I'm full of great ideas. Well, Maeve, I've had a brainwave for the karaoke night. Do you want to wear it?
Yeah, you'll tell me anyway. Your ma's a law unto herself, Natalie.
And judge and jury.
A raffle. And before you say anything, I know we'll need prizes, but that's the clever bit.
Oh, I'm on tenterhooks.
Well, nobody's going to donate a Ferrari or a holiday villa or even a bottle of bubbly. Well, you could, but you don't have to. We all offer our skills and services as prizes. Ashok and Liz are going to give us a month's free newspapers. Agnes will donate a chocolate cake and I'll read someone's tea leaves. My mum showed me how to do it. And what with your marathon training, I thought you might like to take someone on a couple of early morning jogs around the estate.
Oh, brilliant. And what if an OAP wins that? Or that blonde girl with the ME?
Oh, then somebody else buys it off them and we steal quids in.
Put me down for 5 sessions of computer tuition.
Well, say something, Mum. Ryan's donating a prize.
Nice one. Thanks, Ryan.
You're welcome.
You shouldn't have.
Shouldn't have moved my computer.
You shouldn't have taken over the living room.
I was only trying to earn a living. Trying to keep your daughter in the manner to which she's been accustomed.
Do you have a cake with your cuppa?
Yeah, please.
But I'm warning you. If I trip over your phone cable and scald myself, that computer's going straight down the rubbish chute.
Tom.
It isn't safe, Ryan.
Shauna could grab something and send the whole lot flying.
Well, I could put a phone socket in here for the modem, but Natalie wants the dressing table back. How do you spell Fleischmann?
Haven't the foggiest. What are you doing?
Well, I thought I'd look it up on the net. See if Jordan can walk up 6 flights of stairs when he's so ill.
Oh, you two are right pair of cynics, you know that. What does it say?
Well, I don't know. I've done 3 searches and drawn a blank. I must be spelling it wrong.
Well, F-L-I... Oh, I'll ask Lisa.
Or I could search for that hospital in Boston. Do you know what that's called?
Why would anyone say their kid's terminally ill if he isn't?
I think Nat must have got it wrong. That's why I'm doing this. If you don't want me to help, you say the word.
I'll get the spelling off Lisa and the name of the hospital. So you can find all this out off the internet?
Yeah.
Give us a go of that Cowboys and Indians website, Rye. Go on. Could be another chocky-bicky, innit?
When no one else can understand me.
Go for it, Brian. You're just like the king.
Oh, don't encourage him. He wants to do Teddy Bear next.
Do the best of Elvis box sets if he helps Georgian. I might have another go in a minute. It's like a drug. One hit and you're hooked.
Especially if you're a tone-deaf show-off.
You try it. My treat. Hey, ooh, we could do Wannabe together. Sulky Spice and Wrinkly Spice.
I'll donate a tenner not to.
The wonder of you.
Oh, look at them all queuing up to make prats of themselves. I've been telling Craig to give us his Mick Hucknall, but you're too big a wuss, aren't you, Craig?
It's just a bit of fun. And we're helping Jordan. Where's the harm in that?
I'm going home. I can't do this anymore, Lisa. Oh. You're on your own.
What's his problem?
Oh, that reminds me. How do you spell Fleischmann? Ryan wanted to look it up on the internet.
F-L-I-E... Oh, don't ask me, I'm dyslexic. Why does he want to know?
Just interested. And he wanted the name of the hospital. We could email that doctor if you like. Tell him Jordan's on his way.
Look, I think I'll be off. Jordan's at my mum's and I don't know if Craig's collecting him.
But we haven't drawn the raffle, you can't go yet.
Oh,
10 minutes more, all right?
Come, chameleon!
Thank you, Ryan. If it's any consolation, I bet boy George is rubbish at computers. Now, if you've all got your raffle tickets handy, it's time to find out who the lucky winners are. As a big thank you to Maeve, thank you. Thank you, Maeve, for hosting this event in aid of the Ashtons. I'd like her to pick 5 winners from the ice bucket. You ready, Maeve? OK. First of all, for a luxury chocolate ghetto baked by Agnes, the winner is...
Number 73!
Hey, 73, anyone?
Oh, it's me, 73!
Oh, there you are. The cake goes to Ken and Joan in the corner. Well done, Ken and Joan. And now, the winner of a tea leaf reading by yours truly, Mystic Heather, is...
19!
Oh, well, that's me.
You just say when, Lisa, and I'll put the kettle on. No, it'll never fit. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. And generously donated by my daughter's lovely fella, Ryan. Oh. 5 sessions of computer tuition goes to...
Number 253,
anyone?
Typical, I wanted the cake.
I donate £20 to Jordan's fund to buy it off.
Hey. Oh. Isn't she wonderful, ladies and gentlemen? Thanks, Maeve. I tell you what, Frank, I'll bake you a sponge cake myself. And the next prize is a month's supply of daily newspapers from Ashok and Lizzie's Corner Shop. Pull out a ticket, Maeve.
Now, remember, Lisa, I never said I was any good at this tea leaves lark. Last time I did it, I guessed who'd win the Eurovision Song Contest, but I hadn't the foggiest idea Nat was pregnant. But I'm game if you are.
Oh, I don't mind. Craig's still got the amp, so it was nice to get out for a bit.
OK, well, let's give it a go then. Finish that last mouthful of tea and don't swallow the evidence, and we'll see what we've got. All right? Here we go. OK. Well, I'd put a 5 on the song from Belgium this year if I were you. Oh, or possibly Croatia. And your favourite colour's green?
It's red.
Oh,
I do see something, Lisa.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, it's like there's this big maze. See? By the rim of the saucer there. Oh, it's one of those mazes where the further inside you get, the tougher it is to get out.
Jordan's illness, I expect.
No, I can't see Jordan at all. Maybe he's outside the maze with Craig and they want you to join them. Do you think that's what it is?
Well, you know, don't you?
I'm guessing.
Well, say it then and put us both out of our misery.
OK. Jordan doesn't have Fleischmann's disease.
Well, how could he when there's no such thing? Well, I called it after a teacher I hated at school, would you believe? Well, of course you believed. Everyone did.
Why did you do it?
Because I'm a greedy, heartless cow. Isn't that what you think?
I don't know what I think, unless you explain.
Why should I?
Well, maybe there's a perfectly good reason why you're a greedy, heartless cow. And I can't wait to hear it.
Don't look at me like that. It just happened, all right? Oh, you see, a couple of years ago, I was really low. I slept all day, I couldn't eat. It was like a mini breakdown. And going shopping made me feel better. So I kept going. Well, not just stuff for me. I got stereos, videos, toys for Jordan. It's so easy with credit cards.
And you got in debt?
Craig was worse than useless. What he earned couldn't keep us in tea bags. I'd seen something on the telly about how this little girl got help by her school when she needed an urgent operation. So I said Jordan was sick. And suddenly, everything was all right again. People were falling over themselves to give me money to make him better. It made them feel better too. It was like I was helping them while they were helping me.
And how does it help Jordan?
I don't make a habit of it, you know. I only did it again because I spent too much at Christmas.
So are you going to tell everyone that Jordan isn't the sick one, but you are?
Did I ask you to raise the money? No, you offered. If it's anyone's fault, it's yours. You couldn't wait to be the Good Samaritan.
You're right. I'm stupid. I believed you.
Listen, you're a nice woman, Heather. You got me out of trouble and I'm grateful. End of story, all right?
What about this one?
It all depends on what you want a computer for.
Well, it'd be great to do the accounts on, as pub grub menus, that kind of thing.
But mainly email?
Yeah.
Plus spreadsheets, graphics, basic word processing, obviously.
Obviously. What's that?
I'll explain it all in session two.
Oh, do you really think you can teach an old dog new tricks?
Of course I can.
Oh, I've just remembered. I saw something in the papers about a new type of computer, and I think it might be just what I'm looking for.
Oh, there you are then. You already know what you want. What kind is it? 64 megabytes? Zip drive or DVD?
A purple one. Although the orange one would go better with the wallpaper in the spare bedroom.
Heather?
Heather?
Hello? Hang on a mo. Theme from the Big Country.
Ah, right.
I like to play it to clear my head, take me away from the satyr for a bit.
You know, don't you? About Jordan and everything.
Yeah. I could kick myself for believing her.
I wanted to stop her. I honestly never thought she'd do it again. But how could I tell people she was lying about something as awful as that?
Yeah, well, I didn't help. Turning the whole thing into a big satyr event. I thought I could help the community and you.
Does anyone else know?
Nat's suspicious. But it breaks my heart to tell everyone they've been taken for a ride.
She swore she'd never do it again. On Jordan's life.
How does he deal with it?
He loves her. He thinks he's helping her. I love her too, but she can't put us through this again. I won't let her.
And if she does?
She's on her own. Jordan and I are moving in with my sister for a bit. Give her time to think about what she's done.
What about all the money we raised?
Give it to the Fleischmann Disease Appeal Fund. Couldn't we just tell everyone Jordan's in remission? Why should he be punished for something he hasn't done?
It's one more lie, isn't it? And the poor lamb's been through enough. But the kids around here would give him hell if they knew. I know. What if we gave all the money back to the Sutter Estate? You know, new saplings for the courtyard, a sandpit for the kiddies. Then something good would come out of this.
Yeah, trees would be nice.
But if Lisa tries anything like this again, ever, I'm going straight to the police.
Join the queue.
have asked, Ryan.
You what?
You might have asked whether I mind you before you took your computer away.
I thought you'd be pleased. The fuss you've been making all week.
I am. Sort of.
Keep it down, you two. I've just got Shauna off.
Ryan started it.
You listen to yourself, Mum.
Heather's been going on and on at me about my computer, how it's taken up space in the dining room, trading wires to the bedroom, so now it's gone. It's moved out for good.
You haven't set it up in the bathroom, have you?
Set the Admiral. In Maeve's spare bedroom.
You jammy whatnot. How do you manage that?
Well, she needs Anne learning how to use her new computer, and I need an office. Aren't you always going on about how we should all help each other out round here, Heather?
Yes.
Well, I've got a desk and shared internet link for as long as I like in exchange for 2 hours help a week. She's already emailed her grandson in New Zealand.
You are a genius. What are you? Isn't he, Mum?
But I wanted to chat to Bob in Indiana.
Who's Bob?
He prefers True Grit to The Searchers. And he's been to Monument Valley 4 times. He's going to email me some photos. Well, and then I wanted to find out if Riders of the Purple Sage is available on video. Well, you can look up stuff like that on the internet, you know.
I know.
I'll tell you what. You let me play on your computer and I'll babysit Shauna every Friday night. How's that for helping each other out?
Every Friday night until Christmas. No whinging, no grumbling, no changing your mind.
Well...
In For a Few Dollars More, Episode 1 of Lucky Heather by Sue Tedden, Lindsay Coulson played Heather, Abigail Hart, Natalie, and Ben Crow, Ryan. Dervla Molloy played Maeve, Beth Chalmers, Lisa, and Tom George, Craig. The director was David Hunter.